grace and peace from the Lord God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen. The Word of God on which we want to meditate this morning is in Genesis 6, verse 9, where it says, Noah walked with God. Dear friends, in the life of everyone, there are moments in which the world seems to pass us by. There are moments in which we feel overlooked and forgotten, where we feel empty and lonely. The worst pain we may feel is perhaps that pain where we have that sudden realization that our friends found us dispensable and unnecessary. Maybe all of us have already passed through that heartfelt anguish of being ignored, omitted, and undesired. That happened to Noah. He was alone with his family in the midst of the world. In the midst of the world that passed him by, that avoided him, that let him know that he was out of place. In such a loneliness, our heart cannot stand. And the heart cries out in anguish. In this moment, we need a friend. We need a companion. But Noah was serene and happy. He had a friend. The scripture only says, Noah walked with God. Knowing our loneliness and the need of comfort, the Apostle Paul calls attention to two different readings of the expression, Noah walked with God. He says to the Colossians, who needed that comfort too, he says, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. And he says to the Galatians, walk by the Spirit. But what assurance do we have that they walk with us? First of all, we have to know that Jesus knew our loneliness. It was exactly for this reason that he came down to heaven and took up our flesh and lived with us in this life so that we may never be lonely but have life with him now and forever. This is the reason why he lived our human life and he was rejected by his enemies and even was abandoned by his own disciples. As we hear again in this coming Holy Week, in Gethsemane, the disciples could not even keep watch with Jesus. And finally, when he was imprisoned, we hear they all left him and fled. In loneliness, he had to carry the sins of the world all by himself, so that we may have eternal life and live forever with him and never be lonely again. And Jesus assures us that he will be with us, he will be in us, that we should be in him and he in us. And as the vine in relation to the branches, so he says that he will abide in us. And he promises he will be with us always, even to the end of the age. And Jesus promises even the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He says, I will ask the Father that he will give you another helper, the Holy Spirit, that he may be with you forever. And Paul recalls that in 2 Corinthians 6:16, the Father promises the following, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And he promises with all certainty, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. When we therefore walk with God, we will never be lonely. We are not only one body in Christ, but we are also members one of the other, with all those who with us are in the body of Christ. We enjoy the company, and we enjoy the company and the comfort of all those brothers and sisters which we have in Jesus Christ as the family of God and the people of God. But even the world that deserts us cannot live without us, because when we walk with God, we become God's light of the world, and we become God's salt of the earth, by which God will even sustain and preserve and save this world. We hear here in this passage that Noah walked with God. This is an interesting expression. It says that Noah walked. He did something. There was so much to be done with God. Noah, when he walked with God, had some actions to do. Noah had to use the 120 years to preach to the world. It was a preaching of faith in the promise when he started building that ark. It was also a preaching of condemnation and of judgment to those who would perish with the flood. To walk with God means always action. And there is always something to do also in your life when you walk with God. There is something to do here at the seminary where you walk with God. To walk with God here means to study. It means to pray and to share the fellowship with one with another. To walk with God means that you do your field work faithfully, and that you be helpful in the student body administration and worship and publications. To walk with God means that you also share your love with your family and with your friends and with your colleagues, with your teachers and the administration. Noah walked with God. With God means that we have to change the standard. It is true that God himself changes the standard with us when he walks with us. Where he had to condemn, he now will forgive. He even will adapt to our standards, because since we are not able but to sin daily, he makes his forgiveness available daily. Daily he will start again with us, and daily he will keep faithful even if we offend him with our sins. But to walk with God means also to change our own standards and values. You may know that story of those fellows who remained in a store after it closed and stayed there for the whole night. And they used their time to change all the price tags. What a big surprise next morning when everybody came in, and that what had a big value was now very without value. And that was cheap. Was now high price. To walk with God means also to make changes in your standards in your life. Sometimes we are asked to abandon our best dreams which we have. Sometimes we have to renounce our fortunes and success which we dream about. We cannot always reach the peaks of glory when we are walking with God. We sometimes have to give up what we have prepared, and what we have prepared goes to others. Maybe sometimes what we dream about, the others get free from God. So our standards have to change. But one thing never changes, and this is his faithfulness, his blessing, and the promise that he would walk with us, even if the path sometimes leads to the valley of the shadow of death. The psalmist knows very well that even there thou art with me. Yeah, to walk with God means to give up our autonomy and ask the Lord to be in us and to increase in us. Because this is the only way we can keep pace with God when we walk with God, that he makes us able to go with him. And be sure that God who conquered Midian with that, those broken pitchers in the time of Gideon, he still can show his power in us, even if we are no more than broken pitchers before God. Noah walked with God. May the Lord grant you that this always can be said about you too, that you walk with God. Peter did not realize that he was receiving a diploma of honor when that mate in the courtyard told him, and you too were with that Jesus Galilean. But you know that this is the greatest honor you may receive, that someone at the end of your life, of your journey, may say, this man walked with God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for walking with me and being in me. Guide me step by step in your law, so that everyone could say of me at the end of my days, as you said of Noah, Noah walked with God. Amen.